103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Carla Davies. Australia's headline inflation rate has eased, but it won't be enough to reduce interest rates. Michael Packey reports.
Latest data shows consumer prices grew by 2.7% for the year to August. This is down 0.8 on the July figure. The improvement should signal good news for home buyers, with the Reserve Bank encouraged to cut interest rates. But the RBA says it's looking through this data, arguing the lower CPI is being driven by government handouts such as energy rebates. The Reserve Bank says it wants to see an improvement in the underlying rate of inflation, which excludes one-off subsidies and volatile prices for goods such as petrol, fresh fruit and vegetables.
Two brothers allegedly stabbed to death by their mother have been farewelled in the Blue Mountains. Damien Ryan was there.
A senior police officer declared 2 weeks ago, "This is as bad as it gets." A father finding his two sons allegedly murdered by their mother. Today, Nick Smith was surrounded by family and friends as he said goodbye at their funeral in a Springwood church. Russell was 11, summed up by his dad as funny, outgoing, understated, thoughtful, with a heart of gold, and he loved his Panthers. And so did Ben, who was 9, who also loved collecting rocks and bugs and had a fascination to nature. Holding back tears, Nick Smith said, "I'm going to miss you so much. It was a privilege to be your father."
A new global study found children born to obese mothers doubles their risk of developing autism. An analysis of more than 3.6 million mother-child pairs also found mothers with a BMI of 30 and above increased the risk of ADHD by 32%. Lead researcher at UniSA, Bereket Doko, said obesity increases the risk of many developmental disorders.
But we also observed that maternal preconception or pre-pregnancy obesity or overweight may increase the risk of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, autism spectrum disorder, conduct disorder, psychotic disorder, including schizophrenia, and as well as it increase 30% increased risk in both externalizing behaviors and peer relationship problems in children.
An overhaul of property tax concessions could be on the cards in the lead-up to the next election. Zach De Silva reports.
The Albanese government is reportedly considering winding back negative gearing and capital gains tax concessions. Treasury has been asked to investigate a range of ideas, including a cap on the number of properties a landlord could negatively gear. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has sidestepped questions about the proposal, but isn't ruling it out.
From time to time, I'm sure the public service are looking at policy ideas.
The opposition's Jane Hume has told Sky News the change would hurt investors and drive up rents.
It can have some pretty detrimental effects to the housing market, particularly during a housing crisis.
But the Greens are welcoming the proposed changes, saying they could help more Australians buy a home.
From Thursday, a front is expected to move along the southeast of the state, bringing widespread very heavy rainfall. Emily Barton from the SES says school holiday makers on the roads should make sure they know which areas are most affected.
But on Friday and over the weekend, that front will intensify and move to the northeast of the state, with the potential for isolated heavy rainfall of up to 100 millimetres in a 24-hour period on the mid-north coast and northern rivers. So the main risk associated with that front is flash flooding and minor riverine rises should the forecast come to fruition.
Hope weather.
Partly cloudy, medium chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon and evening. Winds northerly, 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, tending northwesterly, becoming light this evening. Right now it's 26 degrees in the city, 28 in the west. Tomorrow, rain, windy and 18. Friday, rain and 19. Saturday, a shower or two, 21. Sunday, partly cloudy and 27. That's the latest Hope News. I'm Carla Davies.
Sydney's Hope 103. In Timor-Leste, three-quarters of the population struggle to access adequate health care due to their remote living conditions. Mission Aviation Fellowship is a Christian organisation that uses aircraft to bring essential services to these areas in Timor-Leste and 23 other countries. Last year, MAF flew 320 medevac flights in Timor-Leste, almost one life-saving flight every day. Join us in bringing hope to the people of Timor-Leste. Visit our website to donate today, maf.org.au/TL.
Station sponsor.
At Storm International, we clean with integrity, trust and service that shines. As a proud Christian cleaning company, we're committed to giving schools, aged care facilities and businesses a pristine clean every time. Call 1300 361 325 for a free initial deep clean and free sanitary services for the life of your contract. Storm International, keeping your spaces clean and tidy because every corner deserves a little grace. Visit storminternational.com.au. Station sponsor.
We've got reports of a crash. Botany Road inbound at Banksia Street causing minor delays all directions. And up the road, a smash outbound Botany Road in between Millpond Road and Wentworth Avenue. No delays there. On the mains, the M5, lots of traffic, but easing citybound past Moorbank Avenue. The NRMA will keep you moving. Get 24/7 roadside assistance along with complimentary My NRMA rewards. Search NRMA Roadside. Station sponsor, I'm Brooke. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. It's great to be out and about with you.
Good afternoon. In a previous life, I worked in IT-related jobs, and I'm constantly running updates on home computers and always suggesting Vanessa run updates on her Mac. Well, it turns out for the latest update on a Mac, I was wrong. So if you're a Mac user, you won't want to miss this. I'll let you know more in just a moment. But first, this is Amy Shark on Hope 103.2.
Look at the birds, how free they fly. Look at the lilies growing so wild. No, they don't wonder if rain's gonna fall down or if the sun will ever come on out. So I won't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's gonna worry about
I got about a million reasons to praise you. I got about a million stories to tell about how you always made a way through. I may not know where we're going, but I know that it's gonna be good.
On Hope 103.2, good afternoon. If you've upgraded to macOS Sequoia, that's version 15 now, over the past few days, you've no doubt got a sore finger and probably a bit of a frazzled mind as well, because the new macOS, it takes permission questioning to a whole new level, regularly seeking your authorization to allow this app to do that or this or that. It's a bit of a nightmare, though, for Mac users, and there's no way to switch it off. Technically, it's a good idea, though, to be actually trying to have more secure apps and making sure things, but it's to do it for every single app on your computer right now is quite tricky. It's been likened to Microsoft Vista's user access control for anyone out there who remembers those good old days, which asks you every single time you try to install something or make a change on your computer. There's more to the update as well, though. Many users have reported cybersecurity issues as well as a result of this update. So a lot of organizations and universities and colleges have advised against installing the new update. So the one time it would probably be the right move not to make the update. This is John Mayer on Hope 103.2.
Like a maze, where all of the walls are continually changed, and I've done all I can to stand on the steps with my heart in my hand. Now I'm starting to see, maybe it's got nothing to do with me. Fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls, become lovers who turn.
since the day she saw him walking away. Now she's left cleaning up the mess he made. So fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will live like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. Boys, you can pray. You'll find out strong, the boys soldier on, the boys would be gone without one for a woman's good, good heart. On behalf of every man, looking out for every man.
It's a wholesome radio station.
Hype 103.2.
Scared of what the light would do now. I couldn't piece me back together with band-aids and a roll of tape. Sitting around wishing it all away, believing there was something better, better. Just took a leap of faith. Now I'm here. My soul began to feel the change. I let love flood my heart like the sun upon a tear-stained face. I'm slowly learning to be grateful. Found some purpose in all the hurt. And now I'm rediscovering what I'm worth. Just takes one step to turn the tables. But I had to take it first. Now I'm here. I'm here by the shame that
Hope 103.2. Riley Clemens, we're talking today updates on our computers. Do we like running updates? I had a friend of mine who probably taught me the whole always update thing. He would do every single Windows updates. He would do every single Windows update, even for the drivers he didn't even need, or any software he didn't need. He just installed everything every time. I think I'm a bit like him now, but some people out there don't like running updates on their computer and they'll let it just go for ages and ages and ages. Hello, Vanessa. Yes. But this one time I was wrong. The Mac OS update you're meant to sort of wait until the next major update. If you check out the Mac website, you'll find out more information about how you should be updating next time around. We've got more great music here. Hope 103.2 in just a moment.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
At Bedford, we believe education shouldn't be institutionalised. It shouldn't be inflexible or impersonal, and it shouldn't leave students feeling unprepared and unsupported. Bedford empowers people to accelerate toward the future they want, while growing in character and confidence with values that affirm who they are in the Christian story. At Bedford, people matter. Character matters. Outcomes matter. We believe in transforming education, empowering people, shaping the world. We believe in you. Visit bedford.edu.au. Station sponsor.
This spring, start your retirement journey at station sponsor St. Hedwig Village, where an exceptional lifestyle meets incredible value. Join us this Saturday, the 28th of September, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tour the remaining apartments in Stage 1 that start from just $475,000 and discover the joy of living in a stylish yet affordable apartment in an enviable location. Visit sthedwigvillage.com.au for more information. $475,000 is the starting price for a one-bedroom apartment. You may need to pay a departure fee when you leave the village.
Hope 103.2.
1032.
Lately it feels like I'm treading water. I can't seem to ever get ahead. Lately it feels like I'm going under. I can't help but feeling overwhelmed. But even when the wind blows on every side, I know there's a sun behind the darkest skies. I can feel your hand already holding mine. It's just a matter of time. It's still my heart, it's still my soul. I need to take some time to catch my breath. I give up, I'm letting go. Take control to let me breathe again.
Breathe again.
You let me breathe again.
Breathe again.
You let me breathe again.
I don't know what I would do without you. 'Cause anytime I take control, I fail. Jesus, I know that you're always faithful. I'm never
stop and smell the flowers.
Sorry.
And listen to Hope 1032.
Could you pass me a tissue?
Give away too much.
Well, it ends Hope 103.2. Good afternoon, Chris Jolly with you. And now, have you installed the Hope 103.2 app on your phone? It's fantastic. I've been exploring it. There's a ton on there. You've got the latest podcasts, award-winning podcasts as well. You can listen live, which is super cool. And then there are all the latest blog posts, like yesterday, the 5 tips when you get those tricky questions from some of your non-Christian friends. Check out the app today. You can get it in the Play Store or, of course, the Apple Store as well. More coming up in just a moment. Hope 103.2.
Hi, I'm Amy from SMBC. This week on Salt.
It was really nerve-wracking and really anxiety-driven. So that led to me pretty much spiraling pretty badly in terms of just anxiousness. I just didn't know how to deal with that. So I broke pretty spectacularly.
My guest this week is a regular guy from the Central Coast with a heartbreaking challenge. The birth of Desmond's son should have been the happiest occasion, but instead it led to the verge of suicide. Drop in for our chat and hear Desmond's story this week. I can't wait for you to meet him. You can listen to Salt, Conversations with Amy, wherever you get your podcasts and at hope1032.com.au.
At WorldShare, we believe that Jesus came to give life to the fullest. And yet today, people across the world are suffering in poverty, struggling to survive and living without hope. That's why for over 80 years, WorldShare has been transforming lives, breaking the cycle of poverty and restoring hope through education, health programs and sharing the gospel. To find out how you can transform lives through Jesus' love, go to worldshare.org.au. Station sponsor.
Hollywood Smile. Earlwood style. Get the smile you love at Earlwood Dental Care. We take care of everything dental, from general dental care to Invisalign, braces, veneers and implants, including all on four. And we accept all health funds and afterpay. Smile with confidence wherever you are. Runway, school day or cafe. Station sponsor Earlwood Dental Care. Healthy teeth, happy smiles. Visit earlwooddentalcare.com.au to make an appointment.
Sometimes we need to be reminded that God is in every detail of our lives. The good, the bad, and the downright ugly. Joseph's journey in the Bible from betrayal to redemption offers hope, showing that even in our darkest moments, God's light shines through. He declares these words to his brothers in Genesis chapter 45, "You sold me, but God sent me," capturing the paradox of human actions intertwined with God's sovereign plan. His brother's betrayal meant for harm becomes a stepping stone for Joseph's elevation. Through Joseph's eyes, we witness the intricate weaving of God's purpose amid human frailty. In our own lives, we encounter trials that test our faith. Yet, like Joseph, let us walk in the light of God's grace, trusting that he can turn every setback into a setup for his glory. And may we remember Joseph's words, "What others intend for evil, God will transform into good." You're listening to Heidi Wiseman from HopeWithHeidi.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
If the boy had a chance with someone like you,
the difference this message makes.
Hope 1032.
Backseat singing, don't want to gain the world and lose my soul. Dare you to move all my bedroom speakers, played it loud when no one was home. Lifting my hands to 10,000 reasons, with all my friends on a summer night. I remember I could only imagine all the ways you would change my life. I look back believing you knew what I needed. World. Did I want to be a Jesus freak? Now I'm wondering how this God of wonders could care enough to get this song to me. I look back believing you knew what I needed.
Falling into you, baby. Even electricity can't compare to what I feel when I'm with you. Oh, baby. Giving up my ghost for you. Now I'm see through. You give me a feeling, feeling so strong. I know you've been treating yourself wrong. So let me care for you. Ooh, baby.
In Silk City, Hope 103.2. Good afternoon. Lots going on in our community over the weekend, like Alleluia Eve at Marsden High School in Meadowbank. Enjoy the entertainment, live entertainment with their Church Youth Talent Night. It's fun. It's a good cause as well. All funds raised going to the upcoming National Youth Camp. It's on from 4 to 9 Saturday evening. For more info on that or other events, you'll find tons of info on our community notice board. Hope news up soon.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
At Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way. We're your local NDIS service provider in Western Sydney. We're experts in maximising your NDIS plan, preventing wasted funding and getting more opportunities for quality support. We offer a vast range of services, including support coordination, plan management, complex care, travel and social access, cleaning services and more. Visit yahwehcare.com.au. At station sponsor Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way.
Are you caring for someone living with dementia?
Hop in the shower.
I've already had one.
No, you haven't.
If you're caring for someone living with dementia, it can be hard seeing changes in their day-to-day behaviour. At Dementia Support Australia, our consultants are here to help anytime, day or night, anywhere in Australia. Call our free service on 1800 699 799 or visit dementia.com.au. Dementia can affect us all.
Sydney's Hope
103.2.
But you were looking at me and I was looking at you. When we were thinking it odd, but we were thanking our God for the hope that he put down deep in our hearts. And yo, without a second to think, we was torn around and we were making that bank. Yeah, we was riding in style, clocking in miles with the songs that he put down deep in our hearts.
Yeah.
Well, I'm been a minute, my friend, and you and I, we never thought it would end. But when we stopped to pause, it opened the doors on some dreams that were put down deep in my heart. But hey, I'm always thinking of you, and I can see your influence in the things that I do. Thick and thin forever, my friend, cause there's a bond that was put down deep in our hearts. Well, I'm wondering about the road ahead of me, wondering about the things you said to me, wondering if these dreams will ever do.
and I was looking at you when we were thinking it odd, but we were thanking our God for the hope that he put down deep in our hearts. And hey, if I could turn back time, I wouldn't touch a day, I wouldn't shade the shine, cause I do know this, I won't be remiss with the memories locked away in my heart.
There goes my heart beating, 'cause you are the reason I'm losing my sleep. Please come back now.
There goes my mind racing, and you are the reason that I'm still breathing. I'm hopeless now.
I'd climb every mountain and swim every ocean
just to be with you and fix what I've broken.
Oh, 'cause I need you.
My head shaking, and you are the reason my heart keeps bleeding. I need you now.
If I could turn back the clock, I'd make sure the light defeated the dark. I'd spend every climb every mountain
and swim every ocean
just to be with you and fix what I've broken. 'Cause I need you to see that you are the reason.
1032.
1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersheim. The Federal Treasurer says inflation is heading in the right direction as monthly figures drop below 3% for the first time in years. Noah Secombe reports from Canberra.
The Bureau of Statistics recorded the annual inflation rate to August has fallen to 2.7%. It's the first time the inflation rate has fallen within the Reserve Bank's target range of 2 to 3% since August of 2021. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says today's figures are very welcome.
Non-tradable inflation, which is what others call homegrown inflation, went down from 4.5% to 3.8%.
However, Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor says the monthly inflation figure is not sustainable.
Any reduction by dealing with the symptom will just turn into a surge down the track.
Noah Sackham, Canberra.
The Prime Minister won't confirm whether he plans to put forward changes to property tax concessions in the lead-up to the next election. There are reports Labor is considering winding back negative gearing. Treasury has been asked to model changes, including a cap on the number of properties a landlord can negatively gear. Asked about the reports, Anthony Albanese says at the moment he's focused on other policies.
From time to time, I'm sure the public service are looking at policy ideas. That's because we value them. But we have our housing policy. It's out there for all to see.
Former Sydney swim coach Dick Kane has reportedly died a month after a court found he raped and sexually abused six of his students in the 1970s and 80s. The 78-year-old had been in palliative care with terminal cancer. The Sydney Morning Herald reports he died in hospital this morning. World leaders are calling for restraint in the deepening conflict between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. US President Joe Biden has told the United Nations General Assembly in New York a full-scale war was not in no one's interest. Iran's president has warned Israel's strikes in Lebanon cannot go unanswered. But President Biden says a diplomatic solution is still possible.
Full-scale war is not in anyone's interest. Even a situation as